Mark Nadock Week, we launched a new series of consumer education resources, which are a series of videos designed to help Indigenous consumers with key money decisions. And the new videos focus on three key topics, three key financial transactions that people often make. So there's one about motor vehicle finance, which is all about how to get the best deal on a car and on your loan for the car. There's one about consumer leases, which is where you rent items for your home. So it could be a fridge or a washing machine. And there's one about book-up, credit that's offered through stores, and how to manage your store account or your tab.
What prompted to actually launch this program? Is it?
We know that all around Australia, people struggle with aspects of financial decision making. Often, people are in an environment that isn't sort of particularly familiar to them. They might not understand financial jargon. Or very importantly, for example, the case of buying a car. When you're thinking of buying a car, you're probably very focused on the car and a bit less focused on the details of the finance or the insurance and perhaps some of the things that you're being sold, the extras that you're being sold that maybe you don't necessarily realise, or they're not sort of, you know, the things that you're paying attention to. So the resources we've done try to give people some key tips on these issues. In relation to the experience, certainly we have found at ASIC that the topics that we've chosen have been issues where concerns have been raised with ASIC or where ASIC has identified concerns. And some of these, ASIC has taken action, for example, in relation to misconduct around consumer leases and around book-up practices. So certainly we've focused on areas where we know that they've presented problems and concerns for some Indigenous communities and consumers.
Yeah, I know about motor vehicle finance myself because I was caught up in a contract because I didn't read properly the fine print and I didn't even listen to the salesperson who was selling me the car because all I wanted is just take home this car, and I didn't know that at the end of the lease there was what they called a balloon. And
yes, the balloon payment. Yeah, yes. That's a sort of a common trap that people might not realise. It's where you take out a finance agreement to buy the car and you make your repayments on the finance, and at the end of the finance period there's a large payment which is called a balloon payment, and that can sometimes come as a shock. So in terms of buying a car, our key tips in the videos, they're animations. We've tried to make them as engaging as possible. There's some humor to make them more interesting and engaging. In each video, the key financial tips and guidance is given to people by the Indigenous elders, Auntie B and Uncle Bob. And it's the elders that give people the guidance. And so in relation to buying a car, the key tips there are only buy a car that you can afford. So work out your budget and then stick to it, because often they might try and sign you up for things that you don't need or sign you up for more expensive products that cost too much. Shop around for the best loan. The finance that's offered to you in the car yard might not be the best loan. It might not be the most, the cheapest loan that you can get. You might be better off approaching your bank or your credit union. And of course, very importantly, always check the condition of the car. You don't want to be in a position where you've spent a lot of money or you've borrowed a lot of money to buy a car only to find out that you've really bought a lemon. So get someone, if you can't do it yourself, then get someone to go with you who can check under the hood and check out the condition of the car.
When it comes to consumer credit, it's usually impulse buying and people get emotionally attached to items like a car or other items. It's footy season and you want to have that large screen TV just to be able to enjoy the footy, and there you are. That's you right. Find yourself in a deal that's going to cost you a lot down the track.
That's right.
These videos, where can one get hold of them?
Okay, so go to ASIC's Money Smart website at moneysmart.gov.au, and all the videos are there. But we're also sharing them widely through social media and encouraging people to help us to share them through their networks, through their contacts, because this is a really good way of getting the message out. Obviously, everyone's on social media these days. Well, lots and lots of people are. So it's a really good way to sort of spread the message. And as I say, the videos, they're short, they're humorous and engaging, something that you can just spend a short amount of time on and hopefully pick up a few top tips.
They are designed with the help of Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander communication groups.
Yes.
Yes, so which means they are culturally adequate.
In order to produce the resources, we engaged a specialist Indigenous communications consultant. We worked with them. And what they also did was, or what we also did was, we did testing of the products as they were being developed with consumers, because obviously we wanted to make sure that the resources had the right message and that they were going to resonate well with people. So we did work with an Indigenous consultant to help us get that right.
Is there a contact number for our listeners?
ASIC does have a helpline, a dedicated helpline to assist Indigenous consumers with financial issues, and that phone number is 1300 365 957.